to the Beat Red podcast, a podcast where we talk about all things embarrassing. I tell my stories. Katie tells her stories. We tell your stories. You tell your stories, which is so much fun. We're here to laugh with you, to cry with you, to celebrate our embarrassment together. I'm Mary Kate.
And I'm Katie.
Let's turn Beat Red. How was your week, Katie?
My week was weeking.
Weeking.
So much is happening. I know. I'm like, wow, where do I even start? It is, you know, we're coming up on Halloween here. I had so many ideas of things I was going to do. And I'm like, am I even going to do one costume this year? Because
no.
I think I have one idea that I was always going to do, but I'm like, I haven't even gotten the makeup. I'm so behind on everything. I have not started painting one room in this house. But, you know, there's been a lot of parental things happening that have been my priority and more important, which is totally understandable.
Yeah, and give yourself some grace there. I mean,
I'm trying to give myself some grace. I'm trying to go with the flow, definitely learning patience in my life, and everything is a slower pace here, and just being forced to slow down in so many ways has been really interesting, and I'm trying to honor that and, you know, just go with it. So we'll see what happens. And whatever I didn't decorate at all for Halloween, but fortunately, so much of my house is Halloween related. Like, I was cracking up because I don't know if you saw that video that I did where my brother literally thought I had decorated for Halloween because I have so many creepy little statues and things in my house. And I'm working with this brand and I sent them some content and they were like, oh, well, I see you have Halloween decorated here, but we're actually like, maybe you should do some Christmas content. And I was like, I literally have zero Halloween decor.
I just
have a lot of creepy thing. So I thought that was just so funny. I'm like, oh, okay. So you know what? I don't need to decorate for Halloween because my house is Halloween.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. You're off the hook.
There's that. But I thought that was hilarious.
I know that LA has this really crazy pace and I'm aware of it. I'm aware of it now, especially just talking to you and just realizing when I go home, I feel more relaxed and like everything slows down. I think that it would be refreshing to get away from it for a little while, for however long. I mean, it's like, and also the pressure you put on yourself to do something, it's just in your head. It's just an agenda. Like, you know, you don't need to get painted. You don't need your whole body painted by a certain time or by a certain month or whatever. You can maybe it's going to happen where you think you want a color and then you realize like months down the road, like, oh man, no, I'm glad I didn't paint that. I want this to happen, you know?
Yeah, I'm sure I'll change my mind 8 million times, but, you know, going with the flow. How are you? How are you doing? How's your week?
Good. I mean, I never decorate for Halloween, so don't sweat it. But I do have to get a Halloween costume because my son's going to a Halloween party tonight at his
preschool.
What's he
going to be?
So he wants to be, he is a firefighter.
That's so cute.
So I was like, okay, he'll go as a firefighter to the school party. And like John and I'll just like hang back, be the parents, look around. And then John ordered full on firefighter outfits for us to wear. So Katie, I'm going to be I'm not making light of this at all, but like, this is like not even a year later that the fires happened and that it happened near the school. Like, we're going to be walking in there like firefighters. Like, I get it, but I just like maybe it should have just been for Elliot to be a firefighter. But you know what?
Right.
We're gonna play
you could
it
be
off.
The Dalmatian. That's always cute. One year I was a sexy firefighter and my roommate was a Dalmatian, like,
ooh,
like 2002 or
something. My costume is not sexy. It's like full on like the coat, like the major hat. Like, it is, I have to wear boots. Like, it's just not, it's not sexy. But I do like the idea of being a firefighting Dalmatian.
Dalmatian. You could just get the little ears and paint your nose and put some spots and you're good.
Yeah. So I'll let you know how that goes. I'm sure it'll be fine. It is what it is. There's a learning curve to this where I am going to just go with it and, you know. Luckily, he's too young now to know really what's going on next year. We're probably going to have to decorate. We're probably going to have to do a bunch of stuff. So that's it. That's all that's happening, really. That's what I've just been up to thinking about this week. Like, what are we going to do for Halloween? Such an easy life.
And Christmas is right around the corner. Of course, everybody's already like pummeling that down our throats, like all over online. Everyone's like, look at my tree. I'm like, it's October.
You're like, that tree's going to be dust by their actual day.
Well, they have like fake trees and stuff. But yeah, like I probably will have to do stuff early November for sure, because that's the way that it goes with content creation. But I'm just like, yeah, everything's happening time is flying at an insane pace. Even though I've slowed down, like the days are like flying by. So
well, that's good. I mean, like it is what it is. It's like it's just that's good. You want it to be. You want it to be in it and just not being paying attention to what time it is. That's what I feel.
I wish the days could slow down a little bit, but that's how it always is. I swear, like my friend Macy and I always say, like September 1st hits and it's like the year's over. Like,
yeah.
It goes so fast.
Yeah.
So fast.
You'll have your feet up before long.
That's true. Okay, let's get into it.
Let's
Should we tell
it.
Some stories?
Yeah. You want to start?
You want to start?
Sure. Here we go. So I found this website and it's valmanuel.com. Okay. So it's
what?
A wonderful website featuring her writings and accomplishments, and she's really accomplished. Okay. So I'm going to try to read this in her voice, but I don't know if this is actually her voice, but here we go.
Okay.
So once upon a time, my friends and I decided to go to this, quote, new and upcoming, unquote, haunted spot. Well, so, okay, it wasn't new. When I was a teenager, everyone basically had trespassed at K's Cross at one time or another. It was like this weird stone cross in the middle of this wooded area that no one really knew who built it or why. It was assumed that it was built by this cult leader in the 20s. And anyway, just a lot of mythos and legends surrounding the place. I remember as we were driving there, I was so freaked out for some reason. It was me and another married couple, like my usual life. And even just driving there, we were jumping and everything. Ooh, wrong turn. Ooh, dark cul-de-sac. Whoa, a kid on a moped. We get there, and that place was crazy amazing. It was just some kid taking us on this spooky wooded walk, telling us weird stories about things that had happened there. And I was eating it the freak up.
That's like my dream. I love it.
I know. I can picture you there, Katie. I can picture you. Like, I don't. It's like in your backwoods.
Yeah. I'm like, let's do a haunted hayride
like,
back here.
Maybe I could do that. Like, I don't know if it was the atmosphere or what, but I was creeped the heck out of there. I feel like the traditional haunted houses nowadays are built solely on the idea of jump scares, which, sure, spending $25 to be yelled at for an hour is traumatizing, I guess. But this place was entirely different. We get to this heavily wooded spot, and our tour guide tells us to keep our eyes open because this is usually a spot where people see things. He said that every single time they walk through this spot, at least one person in the group will see a dark figure or like a child or something. Again, I am buying into this so hard. The power of suggestion is no joke. These are all in caps.
Mm-hmm.
Really.
It's intense. She's going crazy.
Yeah. She's going crazy.
She's going crazy.
Actually crazy. Everything has gone wild. Val Manuel. Crazy. Everything had led up to this one moment, like this slow, eerie, dead, quiet buildup for a half an hour. And then... boom! This loud chainsaw starts. Brrr. My scream was so loud, it tore up my throat on the way out. And also, something else happened. An uncontrollable stream. No freaking joke. I am not talking about a little piddle. And she said piddle. It's not puddle. Piddle. I am telling you that my bladder emptied completely down my freaking leg. I had always heard that joke that someone could be so scared they pee themselves. I didn't realize just how bad it could be in real life. All caps. And don't forget, I carpooled with someone, so I wrapped my coat around my freaking waist so I wouldn't get pee all over their seat. It was bad. Can you imagine? You're having the time of your life. You're like, I feel the sense of these ghosts. And then someone is in the woods waiting to scare you. You get scared and you pee everywhere.
I know you've laugh peed a lot, but have you ever scare peed?
Nope.
I haven't either. Yeah.
No.
I mean, I don't get scared really like that, but I mean, that is a horrible involuntary reaction that you know.
Yeah,
you can't control.
It's awful. I mean, laughing.
But the having to go home with the wet butt is the hard part too, and it's not your car, so it's like
I've been
awkward.
There many times because I laugh too hard. But yeah, it's awkward, super awkward. Also, the smell of pee in your car. You know, you're like, oh god, with the married couple, which I love so. Mm-hmm. I think that is so funny. It's her and a married couple, and she's like, that's my life.
Wait, she wasn't married too. I thought it was like a double date. Oh, so she was like the tag along and she peed herself.
Well, I don't know if tag along is the word she would use. It was more just like, okay, I'm gonna go to this thing, but these people are married. But still, they're married, smelling her pee on the way home.
Oh, the pee tag along.
The pee tag along.
The least favorite kind. Okay. My first story comes from Cup of Joe blog, and Connor writes, Basically, I was home alone for the week because my family and my grandparents were out of town. I didn't have my spare key because it was in my grandparents' mailbox. I had house sat earlier in the week and I was supposed to pick it up. Or they had house sat earlier in the week and I was supposed to pick it up. It was about 7 p.m. and it had just gotten dark and I had just gotten out of the shower, but I didn't have a towel in there. I checked the inside towel rack and there wasn't any in there either. So I'm still dripping wet and I remembered, we have a towel rack outside. I'm like, outside? That sounds so bizarre. Maybe they have like a pool or something or like a...
Or an outdoor shower? Maybe.
Yeah, probably like an outdoor shower and a pool. I figured it was dark enough, and it was just a step around the corner in the backyard. So I carefully walked into my backyard naked in the dark, but there weren't any towels outside either. When I got to the back door, it locked itself.
No, you didn't. You got
so
locked
I was
out
locked
naked.
Outside with no clothes on and no spare key.
That is so embarrassing.
When I didn't find anything to break a window with, I waited for a while, and then I tried knocking on a couple of doors, but my neighbors were all asleep by then. I really didn't want to be outside naked during the next day, and the only way to get in was my spare key from my grandparents' mailbox.
Okay.
I basically checked the kitchen window at the oven until I saw it was midnight. I figured I had no other options.
So she's just standing there butt naked for like as time ticks by and she's watching the clock switch to midnight so she could run out to the mailbox.
I think it's a guy. Oh, his name's Connor. I think it's a guy.
Okay.
And what they describe doing, I think it's a guy.
Okay.
So picture the guy. Okay. He's locked outside, no clothes on, no spare key. What do you do?
Well, so here's the thing. I think it's worse for a guy because if you see a woman running butt naked down the street, you're like, oh, God, what's happening? But if you see a guy running butt naked down the street, you're like, oh, my God, he's a murderer.
Yeah, you think a woman's getting murdered and you think a guy is murdering.
What? Exactly.
Or like peeping Tomming somewhere.
It's sad that we feel that way. What I do is I take that towel. He's got a towel, right?
No, that's the whole point. He doesn't have a towel. That's why he went outside. There's no towel outside. There's no towel inside. He's fully naked. He has no key. He's outside. I don't know. I guess he doesn't have anything.
So
either way, he knows he has to go somewhere at some point and he doesn't want to be in the daylight.
I think I'd break a window. Sneak in.
He said he couldn't break a window. He tried.
Okay.
He couldn't find anything to break a window
with.
What
do you
do? Which is really funny.
I don't know what I do. I probably just like walk around butt naked confidently and then get the key and then walk super
slow.
You strut.
So you're
going
to just strut down the road.
I'm going to walk the runway butt naked. And then.
But I will say, like, women have three parts to cover, you know, men just have one. So it is easier to be a naked guy, I think.
It is true. Maybe
okay,
I do,
so he's checking, he's like peering through his own kitchen window to see the time, which is so funny. He sees it's midnight. He's like, I gotta make a move. So he grabs a traffic cone that's in front of his house and runs through the neighborhood and down the main streets to get his key from his grandparents' house.
So wait, I for some reason envisioned his grandparents. He was at their house, but he has to...
No, his grandparents' house sat, so they had the key. They left it for him in the mailbox. He was supposed to go get it earlier, and he hadn't gone and
gotten
it. Oh,
my God.
So he runs naked.
He's running with a traffic cone over
with a traffic
his
cone.
Junk. Oh, my God, that's so funny.
Then he had to run back. So long story short, I had one of those nightmares where you're naked in public, and it is just as bad as in the dream.
That's so funny. That's so embarrassing. What do you do, Katie?
I know. I think I would try to grab like some branches, maybe like old school style. You got to cover up with those.
Just you do like an Adam and Eve thing.
Yeah. You got to get some big leaves. See if you have a Monstera plant anywhere. What else can you do?
I think I do the same thing. And then I'm just like, I was so sorry. I'm
you
a nude
get the
model.
Key. Yeah, because he is right. Like, you're stuck out there.
You're
it's
stuck
daytime.
Out there.
You don't have a phone. You don't have a car.
I just want to be that one person that was, like, couldn't sleep and getting some tea in the middle of the night, looking out the window and see, like, a naked man with a traffic cone over his penis just run by really fast.
Looking like he has a giant
desperate
orange dong
scary.
Just running down.
Okay. This next one is from Lawrence in Vermont. And Lawrence writes... I'm not proud of this, but once I had the balls, pun intended, to go to a Halloween costume party as Frankenpenis, which is so weird. We're just talking about Frankenpenis.
What?
Yeah.
We're
just talking about it. Okay. We're just talking about penises. That's so weird. Okay. I'm an engineer and I got really into my costume, building a prosthetic penis head that bounced on my shoulders and extended up into a beautiful dick. Then
I sprayed it. I hate it so much.
Katie.
And if it's Frankenpenis, it's like green and it's like all stitched together.
Yeah,
like that is a crazy costume. I mean, props to them for doing it, but I hate it so much. It's bouncing around. I hate it.
I love this. Then I sprayed it green and traced lines all over it to make it look like, you get the picture. So he just, yeah, it looks like it was like a dissected penis coming out of his like head. Like his, like his face was, I imagine his face in it. You know what I mean? And like a prosthetic around it so he can still see.
Yeah, his entire body is the penis. And his feet are like the balls, right?
His feet are the balls. Okay, so the party I was going to was this insane party every year. It was a party to get invited to among my friends in our neighborhood. You had to dress to impress. It was a place to see and be seen. After working endlessly on my costume, I strolled up to the party ready for the spotlight. The night got crazy. Loud music, drugs, and lots of drinking. My costume was a huge hit. Pun intended. I drank too much, which made staying on my feet with the weight of the Frankenpenis a bit of a struggle.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine this, like, penis, like, like wobbling around and, like, weaving around because he's so drunk? I remember as the night went on, I wonder how top-heavy that thing was. Anyway, I remember as the night went on saying as soon as I got the chance, "Hey, eyes down here, buddy, eyes down here." I took shrooms.
Oh, man.
I saw a slutty nun go upstairs to presumably have sex with Mr. Rogers. I saw a Blue Man Group guy back up against a wall by accident and stain it blue. I saw a guy dressed up as Bernie from the Weekend at Bernie's who never broke character the whole night. And I saw a cop. It was an actual cop at the door because the party was being busted up by the cops.
First, oh my God, I love this party.
It's crazy.
This is first, an epic party.
I mean, wait, I can't even imagine what I would do. What do you do? If you're,
I mean, I've been in that situation. You run.
You run. You gotta run.
That's what you do.
Okay,
every
I'm glad
time.
You said that.
You
so
run.
First time
come.
In
that's
his,
the only answer.
It's the only answer. You run as fast as you can.
Yeah, you freaking
get
run.
Out the door.
You bail.
First time in history, this party gets busted and I'm on mushrooms. I don't know what got into me, but I went through the kitchen of this house and found a back door. I then started running, Katie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What was I in high school? Such a stupid idea, because as I ran, a huge spotlight shone on the back door as people flooded out of it, and I heard footsteps behind me as I sprinted for the nearby woods. A voice said, "Stop, police." But I just kept running with this huge dick on my shoulders flopping around over my head. I tripped, fell, and the dick ripped off my costume and went rolling away as I lay there face down. Can you imagine that?
That's hilarious.
I mean, that must have looked so funny, but I nearly broke my nose. The
cops are probably dying laughing.
The
How
cop
did they even keep chasing him? I would have been like falling over,
I
like cracking
dead.
Up.
The cop behind me was laughing so hard he let me go. I waited in the nearby bushes for hours until the shrooms wore off. I'll never forget that night as long as I live. Can you imagine? You start the night, you walk up, and you've got like a Frankenpenis on your shoulders. You get in there, and at the end of the night, you're like huddled in a bushes, like on shrooms, like waiting for them to wear off because you're so terrified. You're
was saved by the creativity of his costume. The cops loved it so much, they're like, you know what? We're gonna let you go.
Yeah, they're like, you did this to yourself
tonight. And we appreciate that.
Yeah. Happy Halloween, you son of a bitch.
That's hilarious. Yeah, thank you for doing the Halloween stories. I did not do those this week, and it's our last Halloween one today.
I know.
So
last Halloween. Well, you know what? They mostly are.
They're spooky.
They're
love them.
Spooky, funny.
Okay, my next story comes from Quora, and Lauren Collinson writes, "My embarrassing story involves a bloody guitar.
Ew.
I'm not British. I literally mean a guitar with blood on it."
Oh, I love that.
"I dated a guy for a few months who was totally my type, physically. I got a thing for Jewish guys for whatever reason. I'm not even remotely Jewish. Thick hair, dark skin tone, highly educated, the whole thing, I can't get enough."
Wow.
"I'm sure their mothers would wholeheartedly disapprove of me, even though I love potato latkes and matzo ball soup."
I'm
like, yeah, that's all you need to get approval. Come on.
Yeah.
"I'd happily endure fasting on Yom Kippur if it meant winning them over. Anyway, this guy fit the bill and he played the guitar. That lethal combination made me fall immediately, even though I knew we had no intellectual connection. Sigh."
I love this so much. Okay, so first of all, so she's into Jewish guys who play the guitar. And also, I love that she's like, they're so smart. And then she said, we have no intellectual connection.
I know. I was like, oh, you found a dumb one. Okay, great. Obviously, everyone Jewish is not the same.
No, of course. I know.
This girl is stereotyping.
She is stereotyping.
"Anyway, I've been on birth control for a number of years, so I can pretty much nail down to the hour when my period will start and end. It can be a tad unpredictable towards the end, though, which it makes when it makes one last appearance just to fuck with me. Especially when things get all shaken up in there. You know, like when a male body part enters the scene and does a bit of poking around.
Whoa, a bit.
A bit.
Like, just poking around. See ya.
Just poking around up there. Fortunately, this guy had navy blue sheets on his bed, but it looked like a murder scene over both of us at the conclusion of our rendezvous one night.
Oh, damn.
I was absolutely mortified and repeatedly apologized. Total opposite of sexy. Don't get me wrong. I'm not ashamed of my womanhood or my monthly flow. I just don't care to lather another human being up with my menstrual fluid, particularly one who I've just started dating. But he seemed completely unfazed by it. It was fairly dark. The room was lit only by a weak light of a lamp across the way, so he may not have even realized the extent of the situation. He casually rose from the bed and, still nude, picked up his guitar and began playing in the chair across from the bed.
What? He's got like a bloody dick.
His hands were covered in blood.
This is so crazy.
After removing the condom. I think he was playing, this is the funniest part to me of all of this. I think he was playing the acoustic version of the Super Mario Brothers theme song.
What?
Like, that is the least sexy song ever. That also is hilarious.
You could, like, dude, go take a shower. You got to get out of here. Like, what is happening?
But I guess he doesn't know. He doesn't know.
Oh, he doesn't even know?
No, I don't think he was aware. I watched in horror as this guy is strumming chord after chord, my blood smearing all over his expensive-looking acoustic six-string.
If you see something, you gotta say something. What is happening?
He was completely oblivious. Bloody strings, bloody neck, handprints as he smacked the body of the guitar for some extra beats. After a minute or so of this jam session, he eventually noticed the horrified look on my face and followed my eyes down to his instrument, the musical one, and said, "Oh, I should probably go clean up." Good
idea. His guitar is like covered in blood, menstrual blood.
Covered.
Oh my God. Oh my
God. He had no clue. Good idea, I said. He jumped in the shower and we went out for dinner shortly after. The guitar stayed behind and it's all still bloody glory. That was the last time I ever went to his place. I have no idea how he went about cleaning up that thing.
Holy cannoli. There's so much to unpack here. So, first of all, wear your heart on your sleeve, guy. He's getting up. He's going to serenade the moment after you just, you know, made passionate, sweet love. And then he is covered in menstrual blood. That's going to put us.
Yeah, so she thought he knew the whole time. She's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. He probably thought like she just bled a little bit or something, like because his sheets were navy blue.
Yeah.
So like he didn't see it. And he literally just got up and was like, oh, I'm so romantic. Let me play the Super Mario Brothers theme song on my guitar. And covered it in blood.
It's Super Mario Brothers. That's so funny.
That's my favorite part of the story. It's so bizarre.
I like that she's just sitting there, like, waiting for the opportunity to go clean up herself and just, like, having to listen to the Super Mario Brothers theme. Like, a sultry
and just
version.
Staring at him, like, he's like, wow, she's, like, really in awe of me. I'm like,
and he's,
so
like, getting
good.
Blood everywhere.
And she's like, what the fuck?
I think that might be the best story I've ever heard.
It's pretty crazy.
I think that's one of my favorite stories ever. That's really unexpected. Twists and turns. There's a guitar behind you in the video. That's crazy.
Whoa.
What if it was like bloody? I'd be like, oh,
it's
okay.
It's not bloody.
That's
not bloody.
That happened last night too. Okay, so this is anonymous, okay? And
love
she
an
writes, once I bought tickets to take my three nieces and my sister through a high school haunted house. The money went to the school, and although I'm a real scaredy cat, I asked my seven-year-old niece if she wanted to go, and she said yes. The other two were older and definitely wanted to go. I said to the seven-year-old, if at any time this gets too scary for you, you tell me and we'll get out of there. She gave me a thumbs up and we headed in. So right away, it was terrifying. There was this weird room where two girls were standing over another girl and that girl was talking in tongues. And ooh. Then there was the Bloody Mary room where a girl said the name three times. And then there was just this lady that came out and tried to grab us.
Ooh.
Can you imagine? It's so scary, right?
I love it.
Oh, I hate it. My niece was still in, even though I was ready to cry. Then there was
the seven-year-old niece was still in.
Yes. Isn't that insane?
That's my girl.
See, that was me. She's like, got your spirit. Then there was the scariest thing I have ever seen. My niece was hiding behind me as we passed this guy who was saying, don't look at her, whatever you do, don't look at her. And of course, we look at this life-size doll he was pointing to. And as we looked, blood shot out of her eyes and splattered on this window in front of her.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that disgusting? Like, how do they do that? It's just rigged with blood, I guess.
It's impressive.
Oh, so my niece and I screamed. Well, she screamed. I grabbed her. And as I ran out the wrong way, I aggressively bumped into all the actors and people coming through. I was a quarterback heading for a touchdown. I body checked everyone. The most embarrassing part was that in my terror, I said every terrible word that I could think of. I call these high school kids words that I have not dared to utter since I was in high school. Can you imagine? You're getting like shoved out of the way. She's ruining the haunted house and then calling people like shit, like terrible words.
In front of your 7-year-old.
You're carrying her. As we got out the door into the cool, calm light of day, someone yelled, "Wusses!" after us, and I turned around and flicked them off in front of my niece and the entire line of people waiting to get in. Luckily, I was just visiting, so I'd never see any of them again. My little niece learned a whole new vocabulary that day, and for that, I am sorry.
I love it.
Isn't that
so
crazy?
Funny.
I only do that in traffic. I only utter words, the unsayable, when I'm alone in the car in traffic, but
I won't say how often I do. So.
Okay. Well, okay.
You'll probably hear
you
some.
You just did, girl. Just
throughout the stories. Okay. So my next story comes from Cora, and Madirma Dar writes, "So I met this guy and found him cute and immensely talented. He asked me out a number of times, but things didn't work out then. So one fine day, I decided that I'll go out with him. I called him and asked him out for a movie. He told me how excited he was to meet me, especially for a date, but I warned him, this is just a movie, and we'll do lots of popcorn and nothing else."
Good for her.
Slow your roll, buddy, okay?
We're
getting to know each other, all right?
Let's do the courtship thing.
Exactly. "I am never late for anything, so as usual, I reached out before time. I called him, and guess what? His phone's off. I don't want to sound like a psycho, but I did call him 5 times, and every time it was unavailable.
I thought,
ugh, okay, I'll buy the tickets and wait for him, since it was a blockbuster movie and all the tickets might get sold out. I waited for a good 15 minutes when this guy finally calls up and says he's coming, but he's still in a taxi. I called after another 5 minutes to inquire about his whereabouts, but guess what? His phone was off again.
What?
Naturally, I was pissed, and yes. I gave his ticket to security and told them this dork's name and described him as a short, irritating-looking, lazy guy. I was like,
love
what?
It. She's like pissed. She's
hilarious.
Pissed.
And I went ahead to watch the movie. Yeah, because he was like obsessed with her, and like then she finally like agrees to go out with him, and he's pulling this shit. So she's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
"I already missed the first 5 minutes of the movie, and they show ads for 15, so you can imagine how late he was. I was enjoying the movie when suddenly I saw someone fell down. And guess what? It was my darling date. He did not stop over there. He started yelling my name in the theater pretty loudly, since searching for your seat, according to the number on your ticket, is just too mainstream for him."
He has the ticket that has a seat, and he's going to interrupt the movie for everyone else trying to find this
person. He fell down. He literally walked in and fell down in the dark of the theater in the aisle, and then he starts screaming out her name. I would be so mortified.
I would be so pissed.
She's like, get the fuck out of here. I don't know you, dude. Stop calling my name.
I would just be like, security, can you please take him away?
Yeah. "Being the good-natured person that I am, I responded," which I'm still regretting, "and he came to sit beside me. Then the torture began."
Oh, God.
"He was creepily staring at me for the entire movie, singing out every romantic song and praising me in every way possible. It was dark. I bet he couldn't even see me."
Okay, gross. So he's just like next to her, like, "You're so gorgeous." Oh,
yeah.
And singing random songs in the middle of the movie.
Singing. I'm assuming it's probably what the songs were playing, maybe. Or maybe, yeah, he's just singing. It says singing every romantic song. So, yeah, he's just singing her songs and staring at her.
If I'm the person behind them, I kick his seat so hard and I say, shut the fuck up.
I think I would have had to be like, oh my God, I have to use the bathroom, and like run away and never come back, because that's so terrifying. He's already embarrassed you by falling and screaming out your name, and now he's giving you like major creepo vibes.
I think that's the right call. You just say, I need to go to the bathroom. I'll be back.
He's like, I'll go right back. You. And I fucking bounce. Who cares about the movie? Like, get in a cab and get out of there.
Yeah.
"Then the dreaded interval happened and he started talking." I guess there's an intermission. "I don't want to be mean, but I seriously felt like punching him in the face just to shut him up. I asked him to go get 2 popcorns and 2 Cokes, but he got 1 Coke with 1 straw,
ew,
which he
gross.
Wanted to share. Obviously, I only ate the popcorn, leaving the Coke to him. After 10 minutes, he stretched out his arms and the popcorn tub full of yummy popcorn fell all over me. Believe me, it was getting difficult suddenly he asked me for a second date and I very politely turned him down, to which he asked if we could officially date. I told him, I need some time to think about it. I'll text you when I get back. Ew.
Like, this is so terrible.
Yeah, he's like, can I have a second date? And she's like, no. And he's like, well, can we be boyfriend, girlfriend? She's like, no.
Yeah, she's like, she's like, I'll text you about it.
Yeah, she's like, let me think about it.
If someone comes back at me, I'm like, hey, do you want to go study? And they're like, well, I'll text you about it later. I'm going to assume that's a hard pass. right?
I'll text you later. Yeah. The longest movie of my life got over. It was a good movie, by the way, but he made it intolerable. And I literally ran away, believe me, in heels. I never replied to the high that I got from him that evening. Believe me, I'm the most polite person you'll ever find.
Okay.
I believe you, because I would have left long before the end of the movie.
So this guy sits next to her. He falls down. He sits next to her. He spills popcorn on her. He sings songs in her ear. And then he just
stares at her the whole movie, not instead of the screen.
And then
he just texts
her.
That alone, somebody staring, if he stared at me for 5 minutes, I'd be like, I can't do this. Like, yeah. This is so upsetting. Like, and he's creepily staring at her for the entire movie and singing to,
I mean, but
she held out way longer.
This is the thing that I think is so funny. Later that night, he's like, I'm going to do my signature high text. Like, yeah, hi, dude. I'm aware. Like, what is this high?
Like, let me just remind you that you're thinking about if we're going to be boyfriend or girlfriend. Let me see if this does it. This high is going to do it.
There's like this classic, it's been in so many movies, but it's also just like this thing that people do. Like when you're having sex, you know, people have told stories that like they look down at the person just goes like, hi. Like, what are you doing? Like, we're already like, this is the most intimate act. Like, why are you saying hi to me? Like, we're just strangers on the street. Like, what are you doing? Yeah. So yeah. Anyway, that story is funny. Your stories are killing it today. I'm like dying.
Thank you. I like yours too.
Oh my God. Okay. So the bloody guitar and then the guy who's creeping in the movies. All right. This is my last one. And it's from Reddit and it's from Wibbly Wobbly Woo. And they write.
These names are my favorite part.
Yeah. I think this person's British, but I'm not sure. I'm going to do it in British. So Wibbly Wobbly Woo goes, I farted in church. It was so loud, the priest stopped mid-prayer and looked up and muttered, heaven help us.
Oh, my God.
He farted so loud that the priest said, heaven help us, in the middle of his prayer. I was panicking, so I turned to my older sister, who inexplicably went bright red. So he just goes like, like stares at her. Everyone began staring at her really hard and thought she was the culprit. She went a deep beetroot color, and I was just agog at her secondhand embarrassment. Safe to say, she never went to church again. That's
so
it.
he farted. Blamed it on their sister?
Yeah, it's he or she, I don't know. Yeah, they farted.
But it's their sister?
Their sister, yeah.
That's the best person to take the fall. It's pretty
And
iconic.
She's just like sitting there in church, but the thing is, she never went to church again. Like,
but did the sister know that they did it?
Yes, of course. I mean, he farted
so loud.
How did
they not be like, I would have outed
my sister.
She
just was like,
I would have been like, bitch, that was you. In the middle of church, I would have been like, that was not me. That was my sister. And don't you even try it.
The priest is like, let's have a moment of silence. Oh, heaven help us. And then he just hears, bitch, that was you. Like in the middle of like his silence.
If they tried to like let you take the fall, that's not fair. You should have owned up and been like, that was my fault. I farted. I'm bibbly bobbly boo.
But
I farted.
I'm with you. Yeah, you stand up, take your hat off, and do a humble, like,
do a bow.
Yes, a bow.
That was my toot. That was my sister's.
But then
claim this toot.
But then if someone does that, then I'm thinking, oh, he's covering up for his sister. If he's like, that was not my sister.
Either way, they're taking the fall
for it.
She's
losing it. Yeah, she loses
she
every time.
And never went back to church. Well, maybe she never wanted to go and that was like her out. She's like, well, that time I farted. Sorry.
Or she's
just the blame. She's like, oh, it's my fart. I can't go back. Sorry, I can't go back to church.
Yeah.
Oh,
well. Her mom's like, I totally get it, honey. Stay home and watch TV. She wins every time.
She won, actually. She was glad.
She won.
Okay. My last story comes from Quora, and Brad writes, 40 years ago, when I was 16, I sustained a spinal cord injury and it left me paralyzed from the chest down. This was 1984. I've always had a very good attitude and I've always been very agreeable. When I was in rehab, one of the nurses asked me if it would be okay for a few nursing students to observe my morning care. I asked if I had a choice, and she jokingly said, no. Then what? An entire class of 20 nursing students who are about my age filed in around the bed to see. I was only expecting a few, and I was quite embarrassed as the entire class watched me get undressed.
Okay.
There's only 16. Right. He's only 16. At that time, I had to use a catheter to empty my bladder.
Oh my God.
And as the nurse explained the procedure, she was holding my thing in one hand and the catheter in the
okay,
other.
Okay, I don't like this. Like, what are you doing? You can't do that to somebody. You gotta,
like, and probably today, I feel like you couldn't because they're underage.
Yeah.
But like a 16-year-old has to have the nurse holding his dick in front of 20 students that are your age. That is horrifying.
That's awful.
Like, so embarrassing.
Just like taking notes. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. The more she talked and moved her hands around, she caused it to get stiff.
I am going to cry. To I hate this in. So much. I hate this.
I just love boner. Picture her. She's talking to the students and she's just waving his dick around. She's like,
this
moving,
nurse
and
has
she's
got
like,
to get fired.
Okay, so what you're going to do is you're going to put the she's like talking and she's like stimulating him. She's like moving it around while she's talking, which is really freaking funny.
Oh, that's
but the poor
so
guy
funny.
Has
that's
to get an erection in front of 20 other like 16
and then get a catheter put in. Jesus, that's gonna like deflate it right away.
She then explained to the class she would have to wait for it to go down so it wouldn't be too uncomfortable for
so
me
what?
To put in the catheter.
I want to give this guy a hug so bad.
So then she asked the class if anyone had any questions. One of the girls asked, does it hurt? And I didn't know if she meant my injury, the catheter, or the erection. After a couple of more questions, when I was finished with everything, they finally left and my face was bright red from embarrassment. Poor
baby. I would report that nurse. Where is his? Oh, God.
Isn't that horrible? But he said it was 1984. So it's like, that would not fly today. I don't think you could even do that for anyone who's not 18, I feel like, right?
No,
like,
I agree. But also,
isn't that crazy?
You didn't give him time. What if he's like, no, I don't want this to happen? And she's like, whatever. And like, they all come in.
Yeah, he's like, do I have a choice? She's like, no.
She's like, here, come on in. 20 people. Oh, gosh, this lady.
Whip out your dick. 20 people.
Yeah, like, seriously, what? Your bedside manner sucks.
So horrible.
That's our show.
We hope you loved it. If you did, please tell a friend, rate, review, and subscribe. That helps us move up the charts. And if you've got a story that made you turn beet red, you can email us at beetredpodcast@gmail.com.
And if you want to buy us a coffee, you can go to our Patreon page, which is listen to the show notes. And if you can't beat them,
join them. See you next week.